410, 39 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and Jeremy Lawrence with you, taking you through this afternoon together. Oh, I tell you what, you hear 39 degrees and you think to yourself, all right, okay, it's not horrible, but I got to say, the temperatures on the forecast are looking a little bit better. Just looking ahead, they're saying tomorrow, looking at a high of 40. They're saying just maybe a snow shower or two, but then some sun returning. Sunday, 56 degrees. Now, that sounds like a little bit of spring to me. But, now this is not a but that I know anything else, because that's the end of the forecast. That's all that Derek would give me. But, Derek, you told me something when we were talking just before the end of the game. Apparently it's going to get warmer next week. Is that what we're hearing?
Well, I was looking at an extended forecast on AccuWeather, and yes. I think in about 9 or 10 days we're looking at about 70 degrees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The light is finally at the end of the tunnel.
I could see it.
This could mean spring is coming. You know, 10 days, a lot can change, or 9 or 10 days, or whatever it is. I don't know. But I think we're all sitting here just we're going to cross our fingers and legs and toes and hope for it.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, thanks for the update on that. Mm-hmm. So, gosh, I hope you're right about that. I hope AccuWeather's correct about that, because that sounds wonderful.
Yes, it does.
So, but you know, regardless, the promise of spring is with us, because, well, all right, this was the last time you get to hear the Tigers preseason from Florida this year. Tomorrow they're going to be they're actually going to D.C. itself to play Washington. It's kind of their final preseason warm-up, I guess. That's weather permitting. They're saying there's like a 100% chance of rain in D.C. So broadcast time on that tomorrow will be 2 o'clock. If there is some sort of a rain delay or rain cancellation, obviously we will turn to I could talk. Can you tell? It's a Friday. I'm excited. But we'll return to regular programming if that sort of a cancellation happens. But we also know that on Monday, this is the sure sign that spring is upon us. Opening day of Detroit Tigers baseball, and we've got it for you right here. Some great festivities taking place. The broadcast time for the game gets underway at 12:40 p.m. Actual first pitch of the game comes, I think it's probably about 1:10 or something like that, right around that time. But we're going to have all the action for you right here on 590 WKZO. Also, to get you ready for all of this, Matt Buck will be reporting live from Motor City Casino in Detroit. He's going to be there on Monday providing live reports on festivities. He'll be reporting in on Kalamazoo's Morning News mainly. And what little program we'll have here, very likely he will be with us as well. I say what little program because, I mean, it's opening day. It's going to take a while to get through this. So very abbreviated show for the Monday program, but we look forward to Tiger baseball, the promise of another spring and baseball. I mean, it just you get excited about this thing. It's not only this promise of spring, but the promise of summer, because the boys of summer are getting underway. So that's coming. We're excited about that. Of course, we're excited about the fact that it's Friday, and looking at the clock, you know what? We got about 45 minutes before that magical time of 5 o'clock hits. And everybody races for the door and figures out just exactly what they're going to do for the weekend. A couple things I want to encourage you with. One of the things I'd like to encourage you with is check out our video of the day. We've had this posted for a little while in our blog section at WKZO.com. And if you have not checked out our videos of the day, you'll want to do this. And it might be a good weekend activity for you. So head on over to the website after the program. That's fine. You don't have to do it now. WKZO.com, and check out the blog section. If you click on the Jeremy Lawrence blog, you'll be able to go down and see all sorts of videos that we've been posting. Today's video, the generic branding video. This is the, you know, all those commercials for companies where they don't really tell you what they sell and they don't really tell you what they're all about, and they sit there and innovation. And they show these pictures of beautiful people and that kind of thing. That sort of thing. It's the kind of thing that will make you laugh. So check it out for yourself, WKZO.com. And check out also our Facebook page. You can get there same way, WKZO.com. Click on the Facebook link at the top of the page. Now, there's some things we wanted to tackle here during the hour. If we could get to it a little bit later, Gary Peters coming out with his first ad as he runs for election to U.S. Senate, well, senator anyway, from the state of Michigan. Gary Peters and Terry Lynn Land going after one another on that one. Well, he comes out with his first ad proclaiming himself the independent in the race. We get a little bit of time. We're going to look at that. Before we get to that, though, a story that hit The Atlantic, and you can see at theatlantic.com, talking about the U.S. colleges and majors that are the biggest waste of money. And there's certain things that you can expect on the list. I mean, you're talking about arts, and they'll go to specific universities and say, all right, arts, you don't want to go major in that. And it's, you know, places like Murray State University, their arts program. I think Murray State's in Kentucky. Eastern Michigan made the list for arts. And it goes down the list, Pittsburgh State, Old Dominion, University of Wisconsin at Whitewater, that sort of thing. But on this same list of the universities and majors that are just not worth the paper they print them on, I don't even want to break this to you. It's depressing. Western Michigan University has made the list for their education degree. Now, I know. I mean, you always hear about, an education degree. There's an awful lot of people that go out and get the education degree. How many of them are actually teaching? It's another story for another day. But basically what they base this on is what a typical high school grad would have earned versus what a graduate with that particular degree would have earned. And this is after a two-decade period. They're saying that the Western Michigan grad with an education major would have received $152,000 less than your typical high school graduate. Now, this was all, they're saying that this was, obviously there's some people that are, self-reporting on this. So The Atlantic is saying, well, this is somewhat dubious to a certain degree, but we wanted to look into that because they had a review that said the most valuable colleges and majors in America. So they decided to do the least just to get the conversation going. Now, here's the thing. When you talk about, Western and education degree, they're not alone on the list. And they've got some pretty interesting company on this list of people, or a list of universities who have education degrees that are, according to The Atlantic, worthless. Among them, Bowling Green State University down in Ohio, The Ohio State University, Indiana University, University of Central Florida. You've also got Montana State University, all those with the education degree. Now, okay, so you see some big names on there and you go, okay, Ohio State, Indiana, some Big Ten schools there. It's something to say, well, okay, they're not alone. But the other side of it is, there are some good things going on at Western. And I have no doubt that there are good things going on in the Western education program. So, and the other part of it is, one thing with this particular study, they base it entirely on pay, which, okay, for most of us, yeah, you want to make some money. There are people that are absolutely obsessed with it. There are others that are like, well, I want to be able to pay the bills. So, would you be able to pay the bills with an education degree from Western Michigan? Assuming you can get a job in education, yes, absolutely, of course. So, is this sort of thing worth focusing on and saying, all right, they're just not getting paid enough with that kind of degree? The other part of it is there would be some people that would say, well, education majors in general don't get paid to as great a degree as some other majors. And that was one thing that, and this was quoted out of an MLive article talking about this. The executive director of university relations commented that on those very things. And they talked a little bit about average starting salary for public school teachers right here in the area. Kalamazoo, they're saying average starting salary is $34,800 a year. It's like, yeah, that might be an issue. So does this mean anything? Does this bode poorly, or is this just somebody trying to have a little fun at our expense? And I want to give you the opportunity to be able to defend Western a little bit, particularly if you went to Western with an education degree. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you to find out just how valuable this is. Now, I'm not going to comment on it one way or another. To be truthful, you know, I think, you know, the Atlantic's reporting on this, but they're reporting on a lot of universities that, quite frankly, people that write for this organization have probably never set foot on campus of a lot of these places. So I'd like to hear from you. 382-4280 is the phone number. Also, you can call us toll-free, 877-382-4280, and we would certainly welcome your phone call to be able to talk with us about this. Also, 803-73, if you'd like to text in and tell us what you think about all of this. If you do want to defend the area and give a piece of your mind to the people at the Atlantic, I can only ask, please use clean language. Please. But we'd love to have you call in. So give us a call. First off, we're going to talk with Jack in Kalamazoo. Jack, I welcome you to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Well, good afternoon. I'm sure probably, maybe I'm not sure, but I think everybody would be familiar with Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the February issue, they've got the 100 top public colleges. Two of the MAC made it, Miami, Ohio, and Buffalo. Buffalo was 51, and Miami, Ohio was 54. U of M was number 6, and Michigan State was number 41. And I would say everybody here's a lot of Western, blah, blah, blah. There's a fact right there. Western is not even in the top 100 of public schools in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the top 100. So it's not surprising that whatever education you're talking about is not there. Maybe they're more interested in rebuilding East Campus or whatnot or some other things. But when you're not even in the top 100 and you've got two other MAC schools that do make the 100, what does that say?
No, and I'm sure that's kind of embarrassing, and you know, just as embarrassing as a list like this for Western to be able to, I'm sure they won't point to this, but this is basically telling the country, yeah, if you want to get an education degree and make reasonable money, this isn't the place to go. That's not something that they're going to look kindly on.
And I'm not trying to, and also when it comes to athletics, Western's a joke. They don't have any programs that are self-sufficient. Everybody talks about football and basketball, and the great year Western just had in basketball. Maybe they did. How many sellouts did they have? Same way with football. Last year we heard all this BS about row the boat, blah, blah, blah. Nobody showed up. Nobody. It'll be interesting to see. I'm wishing them well this year, but if you want to make some money, put a program that's on the field that's decent and fill the place up. I'm a U of M fan.
Well, Jack, I got to pause just a little bit there because I think you have seen an awful lot of success on the court and you know, on the ice for them in terms of their hockey program and their basketball program. The other thing to point to with the football program is they had quite a recruiting season this last year. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of program they build there. And the bottom line is, if you're going to get people into the stands for any sort of game, you got to have a successful program.
Well, if I may, with all due respect, you talk about football recruiting. What were they, number 50, number 60 in the country?
That's pretty good for a MAC school, don't you think?
What's the attraction about coming to Western? Is it the weather? Is it the college co-eds up there? Or all the big games that they're going to be on TV, or is it before you come to Washington, you can play before a huge crowd of maybe 9,500? Not there.
Well,
your question was, I got off track. I didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
But we started out talking about education and that, and my point is Kiplinger, which is a respected magazine, and Western's not even in the top 100, and two of those MAC schools, Buffalo and Miami, Ohio, are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that says a lot right there.
Well, and I know Miami of Ohio has had a tradition for many, many years. I remember even in the days when I was in high school, that was one of those universities they pointed to and said, that's where you want to go if you want to get a really good education. So they pride themselves on that down at Miami of Ohio.
It'll be interesting. I say, I don't mean to sound like a anyway. This Western Medical School coming. That's. Mm-hmm. I wish them well in that, but I would think that the money might be better spent in just improving the programs that they presently have to take and boost themselves up nationwide academically.
Well, you know, I guess we'll just have to see how things go. I appreciate your time, Jack.
Thank you.
And your comments today.
Thank you.
And the number is 382-4280. If you'd like to be a part of things, if you would like to, and I'm sure somebody listened to that conversation just now and said, well, wait a minute, I don't agree with what Jack has to say there. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. You can text us your thoughts there as well as we continue talking about Western Michigan, their education degree. Wasn't looking too good in a national media source. What do you think about it? We'll continue the discussion as we continue ahead on 590 WKZO. Thirty-nine degrees in Kalamazoo, 429, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, heading to the phones right now. Audrey is standing by in Portage. Audrey, welcome to the program. Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you. Yes, just a comment about your past caller. I disagree with him, and the reason being is that I understand with the medical school, you had people putting up the money to make the medical school, so the university cannot designate that money elsewhere. So they're kind of committed if that's what they want.
Sure.
So, and then also, unfortunately, with teaching, it is difficult to attract your best and brightest students anymore. And I'm not saying that the students at Western are not great, but you're also dealing with a profession right now that is really downgrading teachers. Those kids that are coming out of school getting a teaching degree, their starting pay is between $30,000 and $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
They might be taking home $20,000 a year because they are having to pay for their health care, their union dues, et cetera, et cetera. And then also they're coming out of college with $60,000 to $75,000 worth of debt. And that's a good $500 to $800 a month in student loan payments. So if you want to get good students and good teachers, something's got to happen with the teaching profession. And then they're also coming into a profession where they're going to be 5 years on probation, and they're also going to be expected to pay for their continuing education credits, which is running about $700 to $800 a credit hour. So it's very expensive to be a teacher.
All good points, Audrey, and I'd love to make some more with you, but we're up on a break. Thanks for your call.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Believe it or not, it's 39 degrees in Kalamazoo, 437, 590 WKZO, and Jeremy Lawrence with you. We've been talking about Western Michigan making a rather dubious list that they probably did not want to make. This was the list of the U.S. colleges with specific majors that are the biggest waste of money. Several universities made this particular list. This was based on self-reported earnings from those that had graduated from various universities. And really, if you major in the arts, and let's face it, this is the same thing that your mom and dad told you when you headed off to college. Don't become an art major. Don't do it. And that's one of the things, one of the majors you see on here an awful lot. Arts from Murray State University was number one on the list. Eastern Michigan University and their arts program has made the list as well, along with Old Dominion, several others. But then you turn to some of the other things on here. Humanities and English degrees are on there. And social work and criminal justice has made it on there, but also education degrees. And education degrees from places like Indiana University, University of Central Florida, Ohio State, Bowling Green State University are all on the list of places that you're not going to make all that good of money. This is all based on earnings. And they're saying a typical high school grad will out-earn education majors from, yes, you've heard of this one, Western Michigan University, to the tune of $152,000 over the course of two decades. Two decades. So basically what they're saying is that getting an education degree at Western, probably not a great idea. Now, I'm not saying this. This actually comes from The Atlantic. You can check out the article at theatlantic.com. Now, there have been some arguments back and forth about this. We had a caller call in earlier and talk about, well, you know, part of this is, you know, the sports programs aren't making enough money. And part of this, they're spending money in other areas, you know, this medical school. And then we had another caller call in and said something about, well, you know, the medical school, they had money come in. It was earmarked for that and had to spend it for that. And they can't reallocate. The other part of it, talking about incomes for those who are teachers. And there were some interesting points made there. The idea that, you know, they're only going to be making somewhere in the mid-30s when they first start out in education. Honestly, I think it was about 20 years ago when I graduated college. I knew someone that was getting into education, and she was making a good bit lower than that. So, yeah, you get out, your first teaching job, doesn't work so well. And then it was pointed out, well, you know, they've also got their health care and union dues and things like that that they've got to pay. And at the end, you don't end up with a whole lot of money. And that's what they're basing this on. But some people base their choices, I mean, yeah, they'll base choices on the idea of, well, you know, you can make money at this. But really, if you're going into college and you're saying, well, I'm going to major in education and make lots of money. If you're interested in lots of money, there are other majors for you. And if you go in undecided and you get with an advisor and you say, all right, what can I make the most money with? They're going to tell you, okay, well, you could be a doctor, you could be a lawyer, you could be an engineer. And these are things you make lots of money on. So the other point is that, you know, education majors aren't necessarily in it for the money. And that's why something like this from The Atlantic might be a little flawed. When you look at this, when you say, no, education, that kind of thing. I think, you know, people that are art majors and that kind of thing, they're a little bit more interested in art rather than in the green stuff. I mean, there are people in art that make a lot of money, but not very many. The same deal with teachers. But I'd like to hear what you think about this. Obviously, being on a list like this for Western is not something that they're really happy about. And it's not something that that they're going to agree with. But at the same time, will this kind of thing reflect badly on the university as a whole? And, you know, with this, we're talking about one degree at the university. We had one caller bring up the idea of how they weren't on this list in Kiplinger's. It was like the top 50 universities in the country. They weren't there. A couple of Mac schools were. So I'd like to get your thoughts on this. 382-4280 is the local number. 877-382-4280. And also, you can text us your thoughts. We do welcome this as well. 803-73. Text us. Let us know what you're thinking about this. And we will share some of those thoughts here on the program as we continue ahead. Now, I will admit, when I was of the age of going to college and, okay, what kind of a degree do I want to get? I will admit, probably not my first thought was, well, I want to make lots of money. Because by then, I kind of knew what I wanted to do anyway. You're listening to the end result of that because here I am talking to you. So, you know, I looked for something that was going to be fulfilling. And some people who are going to Western and saying, I want to major in education, might very well be saying, it's going to be fulfilling to me to be able to teach the next generation, to be able to inspire young minds and that kind of thing. And that might be why they're doing it. Now, here's the thing. If you want to end up making some money in education, there are other ways to do it, but you have to usually end up with an advanced degree to do it. And even then, you got to find a place that's willing to hire you and pay you accordingly to teach at the university level. So money can be had in that field, but usually not a lot. And the other part of it is, in the first part of your teaching career, you're not going to end up with a lot of security either, because, you know, you're not going to have tenure. You're not going to have that thing that you can go, all right, well, you know, job secure and that kind of thing. And even then, with some school systems, there have been times when they've had to go, all right, we're going to have to cut some teachers, cut some staff. And that sort of thing is kind of sad to see happen. But you know that it does from time to time. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that as we continue ahead. As we mentioned, phone lines are always open, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Now, the other part of this, and a caller brought this up earlier, talking about how the athletic programs didn't necessarily reflect that good things were happening there. Now, I'm not buying into that because, you know, let's face it, Western did pretty well. Their hockey team did well. Their basketball team, yes, they got knocked out of the first round of the NCAA tournament. But guess what? They went to the NCAA tournament. I mean, you're basically one of the top 64 college basketball teams in the country. And Western got just as far as some major programs did. Think about Ohio State, for instance. They got knocked out in the first round. Same deal with Western, but they can put themselves at that sort of level. And, you know, that makes you feel pretty good. The other part of it, yeah, I mean, you know, the football team doesn't do real well at this point, but new program, new thoughts, new recruiting. You know, we'll see what happens next season. It may not be as dire as it was this past one. And when efforts like that take place, people tend to sit up and take notice and say, all right, you know what, I'm going to go check it out. And then programs like that end up with being a self-sustaining kind of entity and being in a situation where they can bring in, you know, through licensing and other things like that, some money for the university. And that's not a bad thing either. But what this one caller talked about is reallocating to be able to make certain programs better and that kind of thing. Here's the thing. An awful lot of the time when we're talking about solving problems, when we're talking about solving an issue, whether it be with schools, whether it be with anything, this idea is bandied about of, well, if we just spend more money. Think about, you know, with what the government has done. The government in general has done things like, all right, well, you know what, we're going to pour a little bit more money into this, a little bit more money into that. Education's a great example because we've poured how much more money into education and what are the end results? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And all in all, we continue to slip down the lists of, you know, good students compared to the world and that kind of thing. Now, in this case, would throwing more money at a certain department make for better results? Maybe, depends on how you spend it, but maybe not, depending on what the program is. In this case, we're talking about the education program where students getting right out of college and getting a job and are lucky enough to get a job are going to end up making somewhere in the middle 30s. And if you make significantly over that, you're going, okay, yeah, that might make a difference. So I think programs like, you know, when you look at something like this from the Atlantic, I think it's a little skewed. And I think that's the one thing that we can take away from this as we look at this list. I wouldn't place too much store by it, just simply because of all the good stuff we're hearing from Western. Lots of good developments there. Now, as we continue, I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on with the Peters campaign for Senate. New ads coming out. Proclaiming he's an independent. But is he? We'll talk about that as we continue the program on 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. It's 452. honing in here on 5 o'clock. There's going to be a complete rundown of the news, including one of the biggest stories of the day. Congressman Mike Rogers deciding, nope, I'm done. He's not going to run for re-election. Done after this particular term in office. So that detail and all of that coming up as things continue along. Now, Gary Peters, he is the Democrat running for Carl Levin's U.S. Senate seat. He's kicking off an ad campaign tonight. $1 million he spent on this, 7 weeks, which frames him as an independent voice for the middle class with a passion for public service. I give you the passion for public service because that is what he's known for. He's been a congressman for years. Now, this comes from someone who's claiming, all right, independent voice. Congressional Quarterly had him voting with the president 90% of the time and with Nancy Pelosi 95% of the time. This was as of last July. Now, Democrats are saying, though, well, if you take it up till recently, he's more independent then. Well, you got to start wondering because he's, you know, okay, we're getting close to an election. I want to be elected senator. So, okay, we'll go over this way now. The whole idea being opportunistic. Now, is he independent or is he really, you look at it and go, okay, Democrats, votes with Pelosi, votes with the president and that kind of thing. And the other thing that is going to come up about him that you will hear over and over and over again, I guarantee it, by the end of this election cycle, you will get tired of hearing about how he voted for Obamacare. But he did. That's a part of record. That's a matter of public record that is exactly what he did. And you're going to hear about that. Because this is something that Republicans will say, well, wait a minute. He's saying he's independent. He's for the middle class. Guess what? The middle class is getting hurt by this. And if he's independent, why didn't he step out against his own party and vote against it? And that's, I think it's a very, very legitimate question to say, wait a minute. If you're going to claim that you're independent and yet you're voting with the House Minority Leader 95% of the time, how independent are you really? And if you stepped up and said, all right, yeah, Obamacare, voting for it, okay, I might get the whole idea that, well, I didn't really know what was in it. Let's face it, Nancy Pelosi didn't even know what was in it. She wanted us to pass it to find out what was in it instead of reading it. But it'll be interesting to see if this sort of a campaign, now it sounds like it's a very positive campaign, the idea that he's independent, he's for the middle class and things like that. It'll be interesting to see if this makes a dent. The latest poll in this particular race said it's basically a tie. Terry Lynn Land at 44% and Gary Peters at 43%. Saying basically it'll come down to independents and the kind of turnout that Democrats will enjoy in the coming election. So is Gary Peters an independent guy? Is he the guy that is going to look out for the middle class? Or is he the kind of guy that will just kind of, okay, well, you know what? I'm for the middle class. I'm for you. I'm for this. And then once he's in Congress, you know, once he's in the Senate, will he go, except that now Harry Reid wants this, and so do I. And that's the question you got to ask when you get into this sort of thing. Is he the independent guy that you think he is? Love to hear your thoughts here in the closing moments of the program. 382-4280 and 877-382-4280. Also, if you would like to be a part of things, you can do so via text if you'd rather not get on the phone with us. You could text in your comments, 80373, and be a part of the program as we talk about this. Now, I think it's educational to look at a candidate for office. If they're saying independent, if they're saying voice for you and that kind of thing, I think it is absolutely imperative to look at their record, and not just their record in the last 6 months. Look at their record over the course of time. Look at what they voted for and when they voted for it. And come to an understanding of what kind of person that is. And I don't think it matters if, you know, if it's a Republican or a Democrat that's running for the position. You've got to be able to educate yourself and not just look at an ad and go, I like him, or, ooh, I like her. You know, you got to find somebody that is going to prove with their deeds what kind of person they are. Let us know what you think. Right now, turning to the phones, Mike is on the line in Kalamazoo. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jeremy. You know, I have to say, I agree with you. I think Gary Peters is just posturing to try and make a run at this election and in this campaign. And he's just going to go and do exactly what the Democrats are going to do. His record has proven that. He's just trying to set himself up to get a spot here.
Well, and I think, you know, that can be said of a lot of candidates for office, Republican or Democrat. But in this case, I think it's almost disingenuous to say that you're an independent voice if you're voting with the boss 95% of the time.
Exactly. Exactly. He's not being who he is. He's trying to be somebody else.
Okay. Well, Mike, I appreciate your call today, and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. 382-4280, as we continue on with the program here, what do you think? Is Gary Peters the kind of guy where you can go, yep, he's an independent. Yep, he stands for the middle class. Here's why. Love to hear from you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. That's the thing. And I don't know how we get that out of politics. The idea that people are, you know, whenever they get around an election, okay, let's start being a little more independent. Let's start being a bit more of a quote-unquote maverick and voting the way that people would want me to vote. And then after you get elected, okay, well, I'm going to go with what these guys think I ought to do. That's not representation. That's not representation at all. That's representing a party rather than your district or your state. It's my 2 cents worth. It's going to take us to the weekends. Glad that you could be a part of the program this week. You know what? Next week, Detroit Tiger baseball opening day coming up on Monday. It'll be a sort of a delayed show, but we look forward to joining you. Till then, have a great weekend. We'll see you later.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.